KLIF News Time 740. This is stunning. There are more than 20,000 of those bike share bicycles in Dallas.
Crazy.
20,000.
And I've seen one person.
More than any else.
Riding one.
More than any other city in the nation, including New York City.
Yeah, well, our producer, Robin Geske, decided to ride one of them this morning. She's searching for other people who are riding them as well. She's in downtown Dallas. Robin, are you there? Is that Miss Gulch? Robin?
Yes, hello?
Hello, are you there?
Hello, I am. Can you guys hear me?
We can. Yeah, I hear the wheels squeaking or something squeaking on the bike.
Yeah, that's wheels, traffic, you know, you name it. Let me pull over here.
So,
you got a
bike. You went outside here and you picked one here in front of the American Airlines Center, right?
I did. There are four companies represented out there right now. So I picked actually one of the companies that owns most of the bikes in Dallas. It's called Line Bike.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got the green one.
I did. They own 10,000 of them. So I picked one up and I've been cruising around and it's a little brisk out here. I want you guys to know that. It is a little chilly.
Yes, it is a little chilly.
I have yet to see another person on a bike.
How is the rental process? Can you sort of walk us through what you did?
Yeah, it's completely easy. They're actually really streamlined. I was kind of surprised. You download the app, and it does ask you to put in a debit card or a credit card. So you put that information in, you go down, and you find a bike. And I managed to unlock one that they said was a bonus bike, meaning that if I ride it today, I get a free ride later. But you basically scan, it's called a QR code, on the bike or on the tag, depending on the company. There's either a tag or it's on the bike itself. And it, quote-unquote, unlocks it. And that's when you can start riding it.
What do you mean by, quote-unquote, unlocks it? Was it locked or not?
There isn't a physical lock on the bike. I mean, essentially, you can walk up to any bike and ride off with it if you wanted to. I mean,
So this is on the honor system.
Right. And then you return it to whenever you're finished riding it. You either park it wherever, or some of the companies are starting to launch a program where you get some kind of credit, some kind of a bonus if you return it back to where it originally, where you found it.
All right, we're talking to our producer, Robin Geske, and she has rented one of the Line bikes downstairs outside of the American Airlines Center. It's one of the bike share companies that has 20,000 bikes. They have 10,000 of them here in the Dallas area, and there's been a lot of controversy about them because they're cluttering sidewalks, they're being found in ditches, and a lot of people are complaining on how messy they looked. When you went to rent this morning, were they neatly ordered or were they a mess?
The Line bikes were very neatly ordered. I will say that they were all lined up. Each one of the handlebars were turned the same direction. It obviously appears that somebody came in afterwards, you know, after seeing a grouping of them and kind of set them straight. A couple of the other companies, Ofo, theirs did look neat, maybe not as neat. And then there's a local company, V-Bike, their bikes looked neat as well. I mean, there were some, you know, you can always obviously tell the ones that have been recently ridden and just dropped off because they're not in a row, you know, they're not perfectly lined up. But they do, I mean, I haven't seen any that have been in the roadways or causing any kind of traffic concerns, you know, this morning.
Now, you told us before you left that you haven't ridden a bike in, what, about at least 20 years. How's it going?
At least, I told Dan, the ward off, I said, I better get my cursing out now because it was a little rocky at first, but it is like riding a bike. It really is. It does come back to you. So I haven't tumbled yet. Yet is the operative word.
How are people reacting to you driving around?
I've gotten a lot of crazy looks. I really have. The drivers have kind of looked at me like, what is she doing? There have been a lot of people who, you know, there are some residences around where we are, and they're walking dogs and things, and they're like looking at me like, and first of all, it's cold. She's crazy. And second of all, you know, I've never seen anyone, you know, riding those bikes. So right. I have gotten some definite puzzled looks.
All right, well,
head back because you still have work to do.
And
so
it's cold out
here. Yeah, I do. All right, thanks, guys.
There's Robin Geske, our producer, out somewhere near us, I guess, in the American Airlines Center.
Yeah, I think she's riding around in circles.